Hey folks, Philip Longboy here, and what I want to do is tell you the story, a tale of two webinars. This is in relation to a conversation I had with a client this morning, and what we're doing is we're setting up a webinar for his business. So we're setting up the campaign, and I asked him, I said, hey, well, what is the topic of this particular webinar? What is the content? What are you going to be talking about? And as a side note, this particular campaign is about a webinar, but this is something, what I'm going to be sharing with you in the next few minutes is applicable, whether it's a webinar that you're sending people to, whether it's a straight up offer where you're, you know, offering your product or service directly for purchase, whether it's a lead generation tool, maybe you're sending them to an 800 number or a video or a free report, whatever it might be, this lesson really applies to all of that. So just apply what I'm talking about here to what you're doing, okay? So going back to the story, I said, well, what are we going to be talking about, or what are you going to be talking about and presenting on the webinar? He said, well, I want to be along the lines of why you want to invest in Dallas. And by the way, Dallas is not his city. He's actually in a smaller city, but you know, just to kind of keep it confidential for my client. But he's like, why you want to invest in Dallas and invest with us? And so that's his webinar topic he's thinking about. I said, okay, well, that's one way to go. But let me ask you a question. If that's the message, who is it that we are talking to? Who's the audience for this? Who are we inviting to actually get onto this webinar session? And I said, is it people that already have it in their mind to invest in Dallas? Like they already have that in their head. Well, should I invest in Dallas or not? They have Dallas on their mind, right? Or is it people that are just kind of in general, they've got money to invest. They want to invest somewhere in the United States. They're not sure where yet. And he said, well, it'd be more of the latter, that people that generally we know they want to invest, but they haven't made any decisions, or they're not married to Dallas in one way or another. I said, okay, great. I said, well, in that case, what we'd want to do instead, so that we can get better results, is that we want to match the message to that particular market, okay? Because if we just rolled out with, you know, why you should invest in Dallas and why you should invest with us, well, that's only going to cover maybe, and you know, you can look at different studies on this too, but maybe 3% of the market. So 3% of the broad swath of people that we're going to be talking to already have it up, made up in their mind as Dallas is the place to be, and they're ready to make that decision. But most people, if we look at the actual market that we're targeting this particular message to, most of those folks haven't gotten to the point in their buying cycle of deciding on Dallas, right? They haven't even narrowed it down to Texas or Dallas or whatever. They're just in general, I'm an investor now. I just need to get more information as to where I should invest so I can pull the trigger. So I said to them, okay, well, how about we do this instead? How about we make your webinar topic and content the 7 criteria you need to consider when deciding on where to invest in the United States. Okay. So that way, it's much more compelling. It's much more appealing to the people that we are actually targeting to, right? Just general investors, people that are interested in real estate investing. And this is something that will help them onto the next step of their decision-making process, right? So 7 criteria for investing, you know, on 7 criteria for determining where to invest in the United States. And what we're doing behind the scenes, though, when we're actually setting this up, is stacking the deck so that each of the criteria we set up leads to Dallas, right? Now, to be fair, the criteria that we set up, it could appeal to other cities as well. And maybe when you look at the 7 criteria, we're a bit looser on it, right? So it doesn't necessarily lead directly to Dallas. Maybe it leads to Dallas and Indianapolis and Seattle, right? But that's up to you how kind of collared in you want to make the criteria. But ultimately, when they make when they go down, it just Dallas makes more and more and more and more sense, right? So at the end of the, in this case, the webinar, we have an offer to them. Say, listen, Dallas is one of these cities that meets all seven of these criteria. Now, if you're interested in learning more about Dallas and the available properties here and why the market is booming here and why we're benefiting and growing as a result of it, just call our number. Call this 800 number here, talk to Jack, and we can kind of consider, we can have a conversation about whether it would make sense for you to go to Dallas and let alone work with us or not. So that's the way that you want to structure something in instead, right? So again, the message matches more with the audience, the market that you're looking to talk to. So how can you use this? Well, what you want to do now is take a look at what you're doing, okay? The advertising you got out there, the lead generation tools you've got out there, and see if you're stacking the deck in your favor, right? See if what you're offering to them, whether it's the bullet points or the copy or the headline, is leading them closer to the path of choosing you, or at least, getting closer to you in their buying cycle. So that's it, folks. Tune in next time. This is Philip Lomboy saying cheers to your success, and we'll talk to you soon.